Normally, this is the time when I would ask you to turn off your phones and any electronic devices to listen to Diane's prelude, but we're doing things a little bit different today than what's in your bulletin. And just as a little kind of preface here, for the last couple days, I've been having some trouble with a little bit of vertigo and some trouble hearing. Those of you may know, about 3 years ago, I lost the hearing in one of my ears. And so I'm going to sing now because I may not be able to hear anything in a half an hour, which could be kind of interesting. And, you know, when you have a musician with the caliber that Diane has and she's available to sing with you, you do it. So we are going to sing Gesù Bambino.
When blossoms flower amid the snows upon a winter night, was born the child, the Christmas rose, the King of love and light. The angels sang, the shepherds sang, the grateful earth rejoiced, and at his blessed birth the stars their exultation voiced. Oh, come, let us adore him. Oh, come.
Good morning and welcome to First Christian Church on this, I was about to say Easter. What holiday are we having? Christmas. I don't think I can blame that on my hearing. I don't know. So, anyway, Merry Christmas. We are so glad that you're here. Whether this is your first time with us or you are a longtime member, please take the opportunity to fill out the information in the friendship sheet in the pew so that we know that you're here. And if you are a new visitor, please put a phone number some way for us to contact you. We would appreciate it. My insert is purple. I don't know if yours is, but you'll find the calendar of the week. For this church, it's actually pretty minimal. So office is closed tomorrow. Please look at that. You'll notice that next Sunday, we are having both our chapel service and worship service. I think that both of those are pretty informal. Both Pastor Cynthia and Carol have asked that you at least wear clothes. So informal's fine, but, and yeah, Jan, I'm kind of looking at you. All right. For those who are interested, Property Commission will be meeting Thursday the 5th, and they are accepting anyone. Did you see that? Anyone. So you have no excuse, because all of you are at least someone. So if you would like to serve, man, woman, girl, boy, doesn't really matter. We would love to have some more people on the commission. Cal would appreciate as much help as you can give. It is amazing what he has accomplished in the last year. Just imagine what could be done if we had more people on the commission. All right. Anything else? Annual planning meeting on the 15th. We'll hear more about that a little bit later. We have a couple of Sundays in between there. What I'd ask you to do now is prepare yourself to sing our opening hymn, number 159, as we stand and greet those near us. Please join me in the call to worship. Come away, come away, come today to Bethlehem.
Come adore unto me, one whose birth the angels sing.
Come away from your noisy celebration to a place of quietness and peace.
Come with wonder, come with awe, take your place among sheep and cattle.
Sing with joy, praise God, for the time of promise has come. Sing the good news of Emmanuel, God with us, the Christ has come. Lord, we are excited. Advent is over. We no longer have to wait. Today is the day that your child appears. And yet last night we weren't quite sure as we reset your creche set, your manger for your child. Baby Jesus couldn't be found. We put all the other decorations up, and yet Jesus was nowhere. But lo, while the child slept, we found him nestled, swaddled in a box of packing popcorn. And so we have been able to bring him out and share him with all of us. That's the easy part. The hard part is what comes next. Because you ask us to take Christ to all the world. You ask us to maybe be the only Christ someone sees. And so from this day forward, we ask your help in spreading the word of your Son and all that he stands for and all that he believes. We ask this saying the prayer that you taught us to pray, saying, Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our sins, as we forgive those who sin against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever. Amen.
Sunday during Advent, we've had a family with young children come forward to light the candles on the Advent wreath. They were delightfully dressed as animals, shepherds, angels, Mary, and Joseph. Our church is truly blessed with these young families and their sweet children. In fact, we are blessed by all kinds of families in all shapes and sizes. Young children and adult children, grandparents, cousins, aunts, and uncles. You may be one of several generations worshiping here together, or you may be the only one from your biological family who comes to First Christian, but we are all part of the same family of faith.
The promise of Christmas is offered to us all, young and old alike, single or married, rich like the Magi, or poor as a shepherd. Whether we are just starting our earthly journey or nearing the end of our days, God's love came down at Christmas for each one of us to receive and to share with all the world. As we light the Advent wreath on this Christmas morning, we give thanks for our human family, for each of our families, and for the blessing of this church family gathered today.
Hope is a star that shines in the night, leading us on till the morning is bright. Peace is a ribbon that circles the earth, giving a promise of safety and worth. Joy is a song that welcomes the dawn, telling the world that the Savior is born. Love is a flame that burns in our heart. Jesus has come and will never depart. When God is a child, there's joy in our song. The last shall be first, and the weak shall be strong, and none shall be afraid. Please join in singing number 164, Good Christian Friends Rejoice.
On having children's time today, not knowing whether or not we would have any children at church this morning. My guess is that all of our little ones are pretty busy right now, shredding wrapping paper, exploring things left in stockings by you know who, and enjoying Christmas with their families. There are a few wrapped Christmas presents under the tree downstairs. We will save those for next Sunday so that the little children in the church will have the joy of ripping them open and discovering, oh, I don't know, maybe a jar of peanut butter or jelly or some gift that someone has brought to the church. What I was going to share during children's time is just a little bit of show and tell. When Charles and I were married, a member of the congregation I was serving gave us a family Bible. One of those really large, fancy, it has gold edging, hefty Bibles. I often don't pull it out and read it just because it's so heavy. So it hangs on our bookshelf in a place of prominence in our home. But at Christmas time during Advent, when Charles and I do our Advent devotions at home, we often read out of this book. So I'd like to share with you just a reminder of why we're here today. So Joseph also went up from the town of Nazareth in Galilee to Judea, to Bethlehem, the town of David, because he belonged to the house and line of David. He went there to register with Mary, who was pledged to be married to him and was expecting a child. While they were there, the time came for the baby to be born, and she gave birth to her firstborn, a son. She wrapped him in cloths and placed him in a manger, because there was no room for them in the inn. On the back of your bulletin, you'll find a list of prayer concerns and joys. I would lift up the joy that today we are celebrating a birthday. Obviously, we are celebrating Jesus' birthday, and someone this morning suggested that we sing Happy Birthday. Well, if we're going to do that, we have to sing Happy Birthday both to Jesus and to Rita Peterson. So let's sing Happy Birthday, Jesus and Rita. Our card shower this morning is for Carol Sage. She is here in worship today, but I would encourage you to go ahead and write a note to her. Carol has been seriously under the weather the last few weeks, and it's very uncommon for her to miss one Sunday in worship, let alone multiple Sundays. So we are thrilled that you're back in worship. So instead of writing prayer cards praying for healing, we're writing prayer cards rejoicing that you are better and back with us, and we pray for continued health. Ashton Crane is the daughter of our preschool director. She is sharing the great news that there is no sign of cancer. She had surgery to remove lymph nodes, and there was a very small chance that they might be cancerous, but she's gotten a clean bill of health and is feeling fine. And her mom, Annette, is over in Utah celebrating Christmas with the family there. Madison Rouse continues to recover from her tonsillectomy. She's a little bit hoarse this morning and home resting, but doing well. We are glad for that news. We continue to pray for Matthew Trott. His cancer continues to advance, and he is struggling mightily with his health. Please pray for his family. Those of you who receive either phone calls or emails with updates from our prayer list, know that Martha Wallace's husband, Warren, is now under hospice care. He is at Mountain Plaza in his own room, but hospice will be providing comfort care for him. So we pray for Martha and her sons, David and Mark, granddaughters, Sabrina and Sarah, who are with us in worship today. And we pray for peace for Warren as he journeys towards heaven at the end of his life. Little Yuki, I think I misspelled her name in the bulletin, is doing well, and she is not only out of ICU, she's out of the hospital. This little two-month-old baby who lives in Cheyenne, great-granddaughter to Dave and Terry Taylor, she is still on oxygen, but she is doing so much better than she was, and we just rejoice that what had been a life-threatening condition now seems to be on its way to being mended, and we are so happy with that news. And little Grace is granddaughter to Randy Sue and Ron Davis, and she was at Christmas Eve services last night, so she is doing great as well. We rejoice with that news. The missionary we're lifting today is Andy Jepson and Lindley Knirk, who serve in Sri Lanka. We continue to pray for those who are recovering from natural disasters, Sometimes there are so many needs in the world that certain things make the headlines in the news and other things are forgotten. People in Baton Rouge, Louisiana, suffered horrible flooding earlier this year. About 90% of the community was affected, and there are people there still living in tents and trailers and sheds and just struggling to survive. The good news is that many churches there are helping their neighbors, and Week of Compassion is active there too. So we pray for people in Louisiana affected by flooding and for others around the world. Cairn Christian Church is our regional prayer partners today. There's a sheet at the back of the sanctuary you can sign and send greetings. That congregation is located in Lafayette, Colorado, and their pastors are the Reverend Dr. Carissa Hunter Crump and Reverend Tundaway Dale Ferguson. Prayers also for the Central Rocky Mountain Region current moderator, Reggie Chapman, who's been in ICU this week with difficulty breathing. So prayers for Reggie. Are there others today that we need to lift in prayer or joys we want to share? Carol. Kathy.
My nephew is in the hospital with pneumonia, and I appreciate prayers from his family. And his oxygen this morning was 17.
For those of you who've been on oxygen before, you know 10 is a pretty high setting, so it's an indication of how severe the pneumonia is for Kathy Malloy's nephew, Fenton. Prayers for him. Debbie. What a beautiful story, Debbie. Thank you for sharing that with us. And Keith has brought that dollar to place in the offering today. It's a reminder for all of us that when we put our tithes and offerings in the tray, it's not so much the monetary value of that gift, but the sacrifice and the love that it represents. So thank you for sharing this teaching from a member of our community that we are blessed to serve. Are there others that we want to lift in prayer? Virginia. Yay!
His name is Max.
Maddox. Congratulations on a new great-grandson. What a wonderful joy. Let us turn to the Lord now in a time of shared silence as we pray together for these and others who are in need. Happy birthday, Jesus. Thank you so much for being born into our world and into our hearts. Lord, you have heard all the prayers that we have already named before you. We ask for healing for those who are sick or suffering. We pray for Fenton as he struggles with pneumonia. For Matthew living with cancer. We rejoice that Carol and Ashton and Madison are all doing well and pray for continued strength. Bless Warren and his family, Lord. His days among us may be few. We pray that each day he will be blessed with peace. He will be pain-free. He will be cared for well. And that in your time, O God, he might journey to heaven to be with you. Surround his loved ones with comfort in the days ahead. O God, we rejoice that little Yuki and Grace are doing so much better. And we celebrate with Virginia the birth of a new great-grandson, Maddox. Holy God, bless this little one with strength and health, a long life, and much love. We pray for healing for Charles's hearing and his struggle with vertigo, that you would give him strength as he deals with that frustration. Oh God, we are blessed in so many ways. We gather here in this warm place. And we watch the snow fall outside on this white Christmas. And you call us to think of those who may not be so warm or sheltered. Thank you, Holy One, for the privilege of serving our neighbors. Thank you for the joy of a special Christmas Eve sandwich ministry, of extra treats and gifts of warmth given to neighbors. And thank you for the ways in which your love touches so many through our hands. We thank you that our hearts are touched by their gratitude and humbled, even by the gift of a single dollar that represents all a neighbor had. O Lord, we pray for the blessing of Christmas to fall gently like snow, abundantly upon the world. We pray for your love to show up in unexpected places, in corners of human society where refugees are chased away, where people are treated like cattle, where they are not welcome. O God, it is for the least of these that you sent your Son, Jesus, to be born. Remind us this day of the true meaning of Christmas, that we might live your love throughout the year ahead. Bless Tundue and Carissa as they lead Cairn Christian Church. Be with Andy and Lindley, blessing the work they do in Sri Lanka. And be with each of us, your followers here at First Christian Church in Casper, that we might always be faithful to you, O Christ, whether we celebrate your birthday or remember your death and resurrection. May we live each day following your way. Amen. If you came to worship last night on Christmas Eve, you heard the telling of the Christmas story in the traditional reading of Scripture from Luke and at the late service also from Matthew. This morning, that same Scripture will be presented in a different way, a translation, if you will, that you can't find in a pew Bible, but that tells the story we love so well. I invite you this morning to watch a video that has the telling of the Christmas story offered in the voices of children and acted out by their adult counterparts. Let us listen for the word of the Lord.
An angel came to see Mary. She was doing laundry, and then the angel just appeared and she was really scared. So Gabriel was like, Mary, you're gonna have, Mary, you're gonna have a baby. You're gonna have a baby. You will call him Jesus. And then Mary was like, I'm not gonna have a baby yet. I'm only a teenager. I'm not married. Then the angel Gabriel told Joseph that Mary is not lying. You are having a new baby. And so they met up. They went to Bethlehem, which was Joseph's old town.
They ride a donkey.
I don't know. A camel.
Oh, yeah, a camel. She said, this donkey's fast. Well, they tried to go to a hotel, and
they asked the keeper for a place to stay. The keeper said,
we have no rooms. Literally, no rooms.
So Mary and Joseph walked away sadly, but then he said,
the only place and here in Bethlehem that you can stay is a stable. And then he just pointed the way and they followed. When the shepherds were taking care of the sheep,
then they saw angels.
The angels said, a new baby is getting born, who is king of the Jews.
The angel was singing.
And then the shepherd said, I think we should go there and meet him. The second, I think, said, yeah, I agree with you. And the other said, yeah, me too. They had to walk through a bunch of grass and bushes, maybe have to camp out a night. And then the wise men heard about it.
And then a star appeared.
We should probably follow that star. It's pointing down to the barn.
So maybe we should follow it. Maybe. So the wise men went to Jesus.
They gave them gifts.
A stuffed animal, like a hippo one they have at home.
Some diapers, and some wipes, and some milk, some shoes, some Jordans.
Gold ring and Latimer.
And I don't know how I would survive in that barn. Too stinky, too crowded, and ugh.
I think he probably pooped because the room was very smelly. Thank you for coming.
He's adorable.
He's gonna be our best friend.
I love you, and you're the best baby I ever seen. There, I said it.
The new baby is gonna change the world.
There's a lot of whispering going on.
Christ the babe is Lord of all. Mother Glory heard the story, tidings of a gospel true. Thus rejoicing, freedom's sorrow, praises voicing, greet the morrow. Christ the babe was born for you. Christ the babe was born for you.
And God's people said, amen. Amen. Thank you, Diane. Will you pray with me? Lord Jesus, on this day, when we celebrate your birth, our lives are filled with hope and joy. Bless now the words of my mouth and the meditations of each of our hearts, that they may be acceptable in your sight, O Lord, our rock and our redeemer. Amen. Christmas, it's finally here. Imagine for a moment that you're a parent of multiple young children. How do you feel in this moment? You were probably up, after the pastor who led a 9 o'clock service. You were probably up trying to put tab A into slot B to assemble that last gift for a kid and get it wrapped and under the tree while they lay sleeping in their beds with visions of sugar plums dancing in their heads. And then this morning, when finally you were asleep, little voices chattered, little feet pattered down the hall, and Christmas had begun. I don't know about you all, those of you who've experienced young children, but in my childhood home, let's see, it's about 11 a.m. By this point, my sister had been up at least 6 hours, maybe seven. Debbie was always the first one awake. And the rule in our house was it was okay to look in the stockings that Santa had filled while Mom and Dad were still asleep. Actually, they couldn't sleep through our hustling, bustling noises, but they gradually at least had time to greet the dawn and find a rope to put on top of PJs. Mom would put Christmas dinner in the oven. We would have some kind of breakfast that she had planned and prepared. And then finally, the Christmas joy would begin with unwrapping gifts. The rule in our house was, I don't know if it just made Christmas last a little longer, but you took turns opening presents. It wasn't a pell-mell, let's rip everything open at once. I know every family has different traditions. But at the Dobson house, each child got a gift to open, and you had to watch what your siblings were unwrapping. As the years went by, the traditions shifted just a little. At some point, Santa Claus started wrapping everything that went into the stockings. I learned years later that was because when my sister got up at 0:30, she would look at everything in her stocking, and then being bored, she'd look at everything in my stocking and put it back. So finally, Santa started wrapping everything. So when I opened my stocking, she wouldn't tell me what was next. I imagine that there are parents right about now who are just sitting with a sigh of relief. In a way, kind of glad it's over. But basking in the glow of happy children sharing gifts. Some of you will have a much quieter Christmas than that. But in a way, I think for all the world, there is a sigh of relief that comes with Christmas. It's a sigh that is tied to the promise of God's love. No matter who you are, no matter where you live, at some point, the world takes a break for Christmas Day. Police officers and firefighters are still working today. Nurses at the hospital are on duty, but for the most part, people get a day off to just be. What a blessing and a gift that is. In the charming telling of the Christmas story that we watched this morning, I imagine that there was a sigh of relief for those wise men and shepherds when they left the chicken coop where baby Jesus was, because there was a breath of fresh air. Things had gotten kind of stinky in those close quarters of buying sheep and cattle and donkeys and, according to the kids, a poopy diaper on Jesus. The whole family needed a breath of fresh air. Our world needs a breath of fresh air. Sometimes we don't even realize what a mess we make of things and how stinky the world gets because of our sin, the ways in which we fight with one another and argue and yell and live driven by greed. And then Christmas comes. And at least for a little while, we think about life differently. We think about how much it matters that children are blessed with joy. A couple weeks ago, I was out and I overheard a conversation in public. There was a gal explaining to her friend that the office where she works was having a Secret Santa gift exchange, and it was a mandatory thing. And apparently she works for an attorney or someone who's high-powered and well-paid. Their gift limit that they set for the employees, the expectation of what you would spend on Christmas gifts, was $50. I thought, wow, I'm glad I don't work there. It's kind of steep to me for a required Secret Santa gift. What a difference between that scenario and where Charles works. Last year, his fellow counselors and staff did the traditional gift exchange for each other, and they set a reasonable amount, I don't know, $10 or whatever, so you end up with another coffee mug to go with all the coffee mugs you already have. This year, when they were talking about it, someone suggested maybe instead of exchanging gifts with each other, we could adopt a family. And that's what they did. The employees at Three Trails contacted Joshua's storehouse, and they were given the name of a single dad and four kids, with the ages and descriptions of what those children were wishing for. It's been a joy to watch Charles and his coworkers delight in shopping for Christmas. Some of those folks don't have kids of their own, so to get to buy a present for a little one was a real delight. Dad explained through the staff at Joshua's that he was hoping they'd be willing to leave the tags on the gifts blank so that he could put Dad on some of those tags. Because this year he wasn't going to be able to give any gifts to his kids. So there were presents rounded up by these counselors and staff. And then there were stockings purchased, and one of the employees there embroidered initials on each stocking so they had their own. And it seemed like every week or so when I was out, I found something that would just be a perfect stocking stuffer. And so Charles would come home from work and I'd say, "There's a sack on the kitchen counter you need to take with you that goes in the stockings." He said, "Well, you're not an employee," but he good-humoredly took along the candy or pencils or stocking stuffers I picked out for the little ones. There is something wonderful about Christmas that touches all of us. There is something so wonderful and incredible about Christmas that even people who don't follow Christ, somehow, for one day at least, they get it. It's a day of love. And yeah, that gets lost sometimes in the hustle and bustle of the mall and the stress of shopping and mailing and packing and decorating and everything else that we pile on top of the season, but you strip away all those trappings, and it's a day about love. How much our world needs. the love and the peace that come at Christmas. A chance to just take a deep breath, to give a sigh of relief, and to know that even for a little while, peace really is possible in this world as a sign of what will come in the next. My friends, even if there's coal in your stocking this year, may you be blessed with the joy of Christmas, the peace of this day and this season, and the love of God made real long ago in Bethlehem and here and now. Amen.
I've been here when I've been presiding elder. You've heard me tell stories about food. But Christmas has kind of a special glow all about it when it comes to food. You know, I barely had finished the plate of homemade peanut brittle from Peg, who I tried to convince, I don't know why she only gave us a single serving. When I had homemade apple jelly from someone at work. And then earlier this week, we were gifted with a dinner at the Morrisons of do-it-yourself pizza with homemade pizza dough to begin with, and then whatever your toppings you wanted on it, with salad, with homemade blue cheese dressing. And Terry, I don't know if you knew before that night that that is my absolute favorite. That, without a doubt, everything else is... and then she had heard that I like, what she had heard was that I liked peach cheesecake, which I don't particularly, but I like cheesecake, so it doesn't really matter. And then she made a peach cheesecake. So we were gifted with this wonderful meal and a great evening of fellowship, and thank you so much. And then today we were gifted with an offer of Christmas dinner at the Forbuses. And of course, because it's Christmas, we're going to have the traditional barbecued ribs. Now, I say traditional because every time we've gone over for a holiday meal, it seems like we get barbecued ribs. So, you know, I think that when we think of the holidays, food definitely comes to mind. But I wonder, after the meal that the disciples had, and they thought they were done, what was going through their minds when Jesus brought out a jug of wine and a loaf of bread? They had already eaten. They had feasted. And then that he tells them that this is the last time that he would be eating with them. And that this blood, or that this wine and this bread was to signify his blood and his body, because he was going to sacrifice himself, give the ultimate gift to them. We can't put ourselves in that place. But each week, we have an opportunity to rededicate ourselves. So as we serve you communion today, I hope that you will think of Jesus' body and Jesus' blood as an opportunity for you to recommit yourselves. Today we are going to do communion by intinction. You will come down the center aisle, take a piece of bread, dip it in the cup, and then proceed back to your pew by the outside aisles. If you'll also bring up your tithes and offerings, we have the trays up here as well. Our communion hymn today is 158, Her Baby Newly Breathing, and we will celebrate our invitation to communion by singing verses 1 and 4.
Her baby newly breathing,
I share with you these words from 1 Corinthians. For I received from the Lord what I also passed on to you. The Lord Jesus, on the night he was betrayed, took bread, and when he had given thanks, he broke it and said, "This is my body, which is for you. Do this in remembrance of me." In the same way, after supper, he took the cup, saying, "This cup is the new covenant in my blood. Do this whenever you drink it in remembrance of me. For whenever you eat this bread and drink this cup, you proclaim the Lord's death until he comes." Of all the flavors of Christmas, bread and wine are perhaps the most sacred. Let us pray.
On this holiday, we celebrate your birthday, Jesus. As we partake in communion, let us today think of the bread as your birthday cake, not your broken body, and the juice as the punch, and not the blood you had sacrificed for us, because your birthday is the only reason for this special season. Amen.
Two of our deacons will carry trays if there is anyone unable or who chooses not to walk forward. The rest of you are invited to come forward. Bring your tithes and offerings and prayer cards with you. Thank you. God's body is broken for us. God's blood is shed for us. Jesus shares his birthday cake with us, that we might share the love of Christ with all the world. Our hymn of dedication today is Go Tell It on the Mountain. It's number 167 in your hymnal. The story of Christmas simply begins today, but it is lived out throughout the coming year in every day through our lives when we tell others of the love of God. Let us stand and sing together with great rejoicing. Go Tell It on the Mountain. If all hearts and minds are clear, may you be blessed this day with the wonder of Christmas, the joy of a child filled with love, the hope that all the world needs, the gift of eternity given through Christ. May you be blessed this day with a merry and happy Christmas. Go forth to tell the good news of God's love in all that you do and all that you say. Be blessed, my friends, by baby Jesus, by Christ our King. Amen.
When the children would reach for their stockings.